Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So glad to be here for all of you. You all to be here with us. I'm Deborah Lee, most of you know. Anybody who's joining us that is a newcomer, you're only a newcomer once. After that, you are definitely part of the PLT.
Yep.
Sitting with me, the Yep guy over here, Jimbo Biggins. If you are a Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page, he is your host slash moderator.
I'm the guy typing for representing the show.
Yes.
And kicking out those scammers.
Hey, don't say that. We haven't had one in a bit.
About a week and a half. But we don't have the wave after anymore. I think we finally knocked enough of them down where they said, barking up the wrong tree.
Those of you that are listening to us, watch. Remember, this is a call-in show. However, if you are international, you can call us on the portal, messenger portal. And turn it towards the camera.
No.
So you are not in your finest, you don't even feel like being, on video call. You don't have to be. You can go audio. We'll tell you, right, when to call.
Yeah, don't messenger us once we say, okay, you can messenger us now.
Because there is no.
There's a nice hold. That'd be cool if it just said the hill. We have to say not now, which is. We don't want to curve anybody. All right. Talk about your cards. What are your cards?
Yes, everybody. Those of you that you know that I am using nothing but an
They're
jumping. Ordinary playing cards, the kinds you would play poker with, solid, that kind of thing. So nothing special about it. No hills have been cast over the cards. They're simply a focal point for intuitive perception. Also, this is not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not any of the other card reading. I didn't. So bear that in mind. This is personal prophecy. And frankly, I wouldn't be able to give you a reading with any of those others. For 30 years, I have focused completely on this method.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you can play a violin really good doesn't mean you can play a trumpet.
That's very true.
Some people can play a lot of shit. But...
Okay, I turn it over to Jimbo.
Let's go through the normal thingamabobbers. Our shows for entertainment and informational purposes only. Wunderbar time. We also want to make... that they are, if they're international, let us know. I mean, we always try to ask who you are if you're radio calling. Messenger, Facebook folks, let us know. Just had Helen show up too, also international.
Helen.
In UK.
Well, we do have our UK. And considering the time, it is getting kind of late over there.
Time.
Yeah, so we appreciate that.
We do appreciate that. All right, now contact information. 515-602-9676. That's the number. People. And we do get them. We get Skype calls. You can write to a regular phone number. If you're domestic, it's pennies. And I think it's relatively cheap.
Oh, it's not bad.
I mean, it's nothing like bumping your cell phone up to international.
No.
That would take one of the shorts on that. But the Skype one is...
We don't want anybody to try that. For instance, I went to Dubai for 2 minutes, and my bill was $2. So don't do it.
Right. And what was I going to say? I don't know. Oh, at least these domestic Skype things, you're not paying you put a few bucks in, and it just sits there, and then it takes. So it's not like you have to use that. You do go that route. Just
it'll
saying.
Sit there.
We're
yeah.
just saying because we kind of got to give the phone calls a little priority there. That's all. And you know, like not so this way, but a lot of times on the Monday show, especially. Big time too. We get a lot of calls and we can't get to all the messenger posts.
One of the shows we consider to be our overflow on Monday, which is our News for the Soul night.
News for the Soul.
We are on News for the Soul at 6 p.m. Eastern, and we often can't get to everybody.
No, they're a pretty big opportunity.
Yeah.
They have a lot of followers, so we get a lot of calls on that Monday, typically.
So we're still affiliated with News for the Soul on Wednesday and Friday.
Okay. On Mondays, we are there for their show.
Everybody that didn't get on Monday. So.
Hey, one more thing when you do call in, please do not be on speakerphone. I know when you're holding, you got to do speakerphone if you don't. Or as soon as we pick up, start talking, please take it off speakerphone. It comes out on our end like crap. If Bluetooth. Avoid Bluetooth, please do this. So we understand if you're driving, you got to do what you got to do. Laws are laws. But we can't guarantee it's going to work out. That's all. And park butt somewhere if you're in your house or whatever. Don't start doing the dishes or walking around the house chasing the dog with a shotgun or whatever. Just relax. Chill. Put the dogs and kids out in the street. Pull some bones out there. You know, let them play. Let them have fun.
He is delicious. Of course.
Okay. All right. Well, do not messenger us because we actually have a caller. We're going to.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, we are going to take our caller. It is from area code 916, which is California. 916, welcome to the Doctor Show.
Hi, California. What's your first name?
Hi, Deborah. It's Lynn.
Well, hi, Lynn. I'm feeling it with you.
Numero uno caller.
Glad you're kicking off.
Kick
off. So how are things in your little corner of the world?
Well, okay. I talked to you yesterday.
Long time.
I felt most inspired by a lot of what you shared with me. So thank you for that.
Aww. Yeah, but I didn't hear the last of what you said because, remember, our phone call was breaking up.
Can you tell me what we said just before it?
Right, just before, yeah.
Well, did you go on the Facebook Live with the show post because you could have saw it again?
No, this was a per.
It was private, so I was not there.
I believe we were recapping what we were talking about. No, just recapping the session we'd had.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you can record the private session.
I don't think you can.
Probably
I don't know.
Yeah, but if you care that
probably.
Much.
Well, Lynn, do you have a question since I'm having trouble remembering right?
Well, my question would be, what is going on today? It's
what happened?
Back to back today.
I
got a notice I didn't pay my rent, and I did. I got a notice that I owe a phone bill that I already paid. What's going on?
Did you check your account if you're using a bank? Did you see
no.
that?
Okay, make sure they actually pulled those up.
Oh, don't pay in cash.
No, I paid my phone in cash.
Oh. Well, you got a receipt, right?
Yeah, but they're saying that I didn't pay it.
You're going to have to take a picture or show it to them.
That sucks, because now it makes you have to prove it. You get screwed. You have
right.
to prove it. Yeah,
and
I hate that, too.
They give me a 3-day notice that my rent wasn't paid, and I paid up till August.
Well, I guess.
Oh, you better
have
an account there that's drinking on the job, it sounds like.
That's crazy. Now, how did you pay that? With a check or a.
Well, I paid it during COVID. I paid all my rent, and I paid too much. And so it calculated where I didn't have to pay for a year.
That's awesome. But now, like, are they going to be very nice about it, or are you going to have to fight?
I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I got a call in, but nobody's called me back, of course.
Of course.
But, it's just back-to-back today. And I'm going, should I not answer my phone?
That would piss me. I'm in the same boat with you. So I will tell you, I'm going round and round and round. I have Medicare, but I'm having a heck of a time getting off my deceased husband's federal medical plan. Nobody will answer the phone.
No.
But boy, they sure take their money.
Yeah, if you call 1 minute after they open, they say, the lines are real busy. You're going to have to call back later. It's like, really?
Or they just hang up on you.
Yes.
No, we don't even know that would hang up.
No, it's a recording and it hangs up.
Never once.
Don't feel alone. I bet all sorts of people listening are like, yeah.
So is there anything in the cards that say what's going on?
Well, the cards are saying it's going to get straightened out. It's just a little wrinkle in somebody's bookkeeping, but you should be able to able to prove your end of it, you know.
Which sucks. You shouldn't have to do that because somebody's incompetent on their end.
Right. Now, what happened?
I'm just wondering if it didn't have to do with the situation I talked to you about yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, well, I'm looking, and frankly, I don't see it. Let's not give the situation more power than it needs, okay?
Okay.
Because we want to stay very positive. This is simply just a little mistake that can be easily, of course, they'll never admit it and apologize.
Oh, if they do, it's a shallow. We're sorry. All right, go ahead and leave now.
Do you have an office? You're in a condo, I think. Do you have?
No, I'm in an apartment. Yeah, I called the office.
Well, you might have.
Go down there, kick a door down.
Don't touch me today.
I
was only.
You've got the strength and the willpower to probably take that place apart if necessary. You go down there and see them in person and bring any receipts you have. And I think they'll be just, it's just showing that this is an unnecessary situation.
Somebody's a
right
knucklehead.
Now.
Somebody's a knucklehead and doesn't know you're ahead.
Right. A lot of people don't even want to work. So they may have somebody new that's messing up.
They may have somebody whose IQ is within their
True. So,
yeah.
But all in all, your cards look very good. Same prophecy as yesterday regarding the future. It's looking as if you are getting into the zone of, hey, let's do this. And I think that'd be great for your future. And for others out there that you're going to be able to reach out to. And you know what I'm referring to because we talked all about it. Okay. Well, I see no reason that you're going to have to escalate the situation. It's just, you don't need this headache right now. That's all.
Okay. All right.
And
thank
you,
love.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I just.
What'd you do? Kill somebody?
I killed somebody there. Caller from New York. Please call back. The Blog Talk has a. Instead of putting them in order, puts them in order of area code. And hers was. I apologize.
That's redundant in a way.
I'm not used to the stupidity. Once I get used to it, I'll be able to look at the whole time and figure it out.
Shouldn't be too hard for you.
Let's see here. Let me give out that info again. I tried to sneak in. International shout out to Medicare.
Hey, yes, glad to have you all with us.
A little emoji wave in there. And your son has thanked us.
Yes, thank you, Lynn.
Got our caller back.
All righty, New York.
Excuse me, everyone, I'm trying to talk. Area code 212, New York, 212. I apologize. for kicking you to the curb.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name?
Oh, hi. It keeps going in and out. Darn it. This is Kit Kat, if you can
Kit
hear
Kat.
Me.
Yeah, we hear,
you.
So
far, you sound pretty good on our end.
Yes.
Good. Okay, well, maybe it's my crazy phone.
There's always some.
Yeah. Wow, you're now on Wednesdays. This is great. Congratulations on your expansion.
That's right.
Happy and surprised to discover.
That's awesome.
We feel like having people seeing that wanted to get a show, but the thing is with News for the Soul, they have a strict schedule.
Can't
run over.
Yeah, I can't run over. They started before, blah, blah, blah.
Here we are. Have you aboard?
Very good. And you all are in control. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see. I was just wondering if this isn't too crazy. Could my computer and maybe other electronics be compromised somehow, like with entities, AI controlling it? Is that too weird?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like my whole life is cursed in this whole place and everything. It's just such heavy energy. Things don't seem to work right. So I don't know if it's me or if there's something else going on.
That's what I'm guessing. You're not talking like legitimate hack. You're talking about outside energies controlling it, right?
Yes, yes. No, not like a specific person hacking in, right?
Right.
The energy.
Question because anybody, I'm maybe asking you to hack on
now.
Planet,
I would like to know, Kit Kat, what makes you ask that question?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Are you something?
You got a gut feeling?
Yeah, and the computer in particular has not been very cooperative and getting worse lately. And for instance, I can't run videos on Rumble with the Firefox browser. I get audio only with two other browsers. I tried Epic and Brave. Nothing happens at all. Epic opens the site, but nothing will play at all. No audio, no video. And Brave, I was on Brave once, and same thing happened. And I tried Brave earlier today, and Brave wouldn't open at all, the browser itself. So,
do you keep updates? When they come through on your computer, you'd be better at this techie stuff than I am.
Well, the thing is, though, a lot of us have had similar situations, maybe not as good, and it could be so many millions of things going on, you know?
Yeah.
You can go on Google and do some research, and they'll give you like 1,500. You know what? You have to sit down and make the time to try them.
No.
I did. I tried a few things. It didn't help.
And there are some places that are reputable that can come, they can control your computer and fix things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is it a laptop?
Yeah, it's a laptop.
Oh.
Desktop. It's connected.
A lot of them. I can't speak for Houston. I've never used them, but we have some local places around. They're very reasonable, very good, very trustworthy. And, you know, and they say, we can't find anything wrong. Well, then maybe it is the around you. I think I would eliminate the known things, right? What do you see?
Yeah, personally, I'm not seeing any, like, energies around your computer.
No outside influence, right?
Actually, I feel she's going to get this fixed.
Oh, yeah. You just got to get people with the right brain material and skill set.
What is that called, that square trade?
Yeah, I don't know. Square trade? I don't know. That would suck for square trade. Then you have to send it off and wait however long.
Is that better? Kit Kat? Uh-oh.
I didn't hear that.
Well, is this your only machine you have to use?
Computer. Yeah.
Well, mostly, yeah. I have my partner's laptop, but been having even more issues getting that to work, but that's been an ongoing thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you got Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does, especially with a laptop. I don't feel it's her Wi-Fi. Have you done any? Have you ever gone and run a speed?
Not recently.
Do it just for fun. Go to Google or anything. Just, test it like
yeah.
during the day, and then test it at night when it's less early in the morning, so it's less active. I don't think that's it, but you got to start eliminating a few things.
And I've noticed if you do a good reboot, that helps.
I'm sure she's rebooted it 4 billion times, I bet.
All right.
I don't know.
At least to put your mind at ease, your card show is definitely going to be resolved.
Yeah, it's
so happy about
you,
it.
You got to get the right brainiac on it, that's all.
She might contact the platform. She mentioned Brave.
She's having
softwares.
She's having different stores. So it's probably a driver or deleted or reloaded.
You've done that. Sometimes. He's uninstalled and reinstalled driver.
Yeah, we got a place around her that does stuff for really quality work, very cheap. You just need a place like that.
So I do feel you will get books handled, and you won't be out of commission for very long if you do go that route. And your car, by the way, very good. Some good information coming to you. I feel it's either in snail or it's coming in email. But it's very good news for you.
About or something else?
Well, just in general. If you've been waiting to hear about something, you're going to get that news.
Yeah, not necessarily this exact same stuff.
No, it's not about the car. I just happened to notice. Your card, so.
About this card reading is you ask a specific question, which is, but she sees some stuff that's outside of what you ask. She's going to let you know. She will tell you.
So thank you, Kit Kat. Good luck to you.
Thank
Hopefully you. Some time flat.
That's right.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
For kicking you off.
I would say more, but you're going in and out, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, we shall talk again.
Okay, yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love to you all. Blessings.
Oh, love to you too. Yeah, she's been with us a long time.
Many moons. I was not aware that she was not aware of her Wednesday show.
No, so maybe others
should have asked her
how
she knew we had a Wednesday show. How did she just discover that? I should have asked her. My bad. I'm going to do that. But anyway, I want to give an update, and I try to see,
does anybody internationally want to call in?
Well, everything's open. There's nobody on the phone line, so a messenger, folks. Deborah Lee said, I just called, and the managers had to say, you're the best. So I'm assuming that's the apartment manager. Brent, not the phone.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I asked that, but maybe she had to go out before I could.
Well, how nice, huh?
Cool, and it's good that you didn't have to bring up like 1,000 tons of proof of that. Usually that's the IRS or the schools do all that proof stuff.
Yeah, they want you to do all the work.
Yeah. I love that, too. That's so funny. I remember the cable company, right when I moved, they said, our computer says you owe us, like, I'll take, well, I don't. I said, well, our computer says you do. What if my computer says you owe me money? Is that proof? And I said, you know, thank all you money. Take me to court. Never heard a word from them. So, see how they try to screw you?
Sure.
They try to screw the person that says, oh, my God, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm going to pay you, you know. That's terrible.
All right.
Awesome. Lynn said, yes, it was. Great.
Oh, Louise is calling us.
And it's off.
Hello, Louise. Show. Oh, no. Wonder if our sound is working. Uh-oh. I think we...
Hang on. Louise. Stand by, Louise. We're working on it.
Are you there, Louise?
I'm
here. Can you hear me? Yes. We can. Nice to hear you. I don't think we've ever talked before this way.
We have on the phone once. You know, from the
Yes. I remember. No, but I think it's going to get
distorted.
Distorted.
All right, let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, give it a shot.
Please tell us what's going on and what you would like to know.
Okay, so you used to talk about an idea that I've got with spirit, and you used to like really talk about how it would be international and stuff like this. So, all about that, because I have actually had the idea.
Okay, some of that was a little obliterated.
My accent.
I think it's more the connection, actually. Okay, I do remember that we used to talk about a certain project idea that you had.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just come to me though, and it's like I'm working with Salomon and doing automatic writing, and I've been getting these ideas. Yeah, I think that maybe I'm
betting
it now.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy to hear that. So what would you like me to find in the cards for you?
Okay,
so here I'm going to take a moment and look at your cards. Anybody new watching us, I am using a 24-card layout, which is what I use in my private sessions. I like to do random card draws, a couple cards, to see the whole enchilada. Okay. Give me a moment and Jimbo will talk.
Yeah, and also just expand on what she just said. If you're really interested in a quick one random card draw thing, you can, if you have an Android system, you can download the Psychic Love Doctor, what is it?
The app.
The app for the Psychic Love Doctor app. She has card reading as much as you want. And if you have another platform that doesn't, is not Android, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com page. We'll have ability to do the same thing on the page.
Well, Android, you can pick up the free app out of the Google Play Store. The other one, iPhone. We've had it in play for a long time.
We're so used to it, we forget to mention it.
Yeah, and it is free, and I'm going to say people are addicted to it because the one card reading, but let's say you ask and it gives you some information, you can simply say, please tell me more, and every in succession that comes up is going to give you more and more. I use it too. If I have to go to a meeting, I need to know what is their angle, what are they looking for, and it'll tell me they're either looking for ideas or know that money-minded. So I have to tell you, Louise, absolutely yes, yes, yes. In your way. And be and attract people to you that is going to fast track with a lot of this.
Right. That's good. You got to be ready, but that's a good thing. But you have to be prepared.
Right. But you're going to have very lovely reception from the public. Yes, and mucho dinero. I love her.
Everybody likes the money.
Yes, after the pandemic. Go ahead.
I must say, I'm doing it to help people get the idea, but I won't tell you the prizes.
Yes.
I am doing it for love.
Oh, yes. I remember telling you, Louise, keep this close to your chest. Don't share it because people will run with an idea that is not theirs to own.
Yep, you got to be careful.
Do tell me the details in private.
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh, girl, you are on your way. Look at how excited she is. That's great. That is great. Yep, and you deserve it. That's the biggest thing. When you are manifesting, it's important to feel that you deserve the blessing or the abundance you're asking for.
Yeah, I feel quite, I Because when you used to tell me, I used to be thinking, what could this be? And now it's like, whoa, and it's quite honest.
It comes in its own best way in time.
Yeah.
So you've
got... I have to grow. Wisdom, knowledge, everything.
And be aware of those who come forward wanting to, say, invest.
Yeah, you're going to watch out.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that it's in a row as far as legal.
You want to invest. Yeah. Very well. Check out their stuff.
Exactly.
I got straight to the top man. I am the middle people.
There you go.
I'm straight there.
To the curb.
Well, I think you're being led by divine intervention. And you know, I was saying after the pandemic, it's as if everything is evolving. And hopefully the higher power, God, you know, source, is keeping watchful eye on Ukraine. I'm worried. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
it is a worry. But this was
yes. You earned this and you deserve this.
Yeah. It's going to help. It's to help bring back in people.
And that is why you are going to find one door after another opening.
So you got to be prepared.
Yeah, because you have here a very selfless calling in life. And it will bring all kinds to you. So
be prepared for the onslaught.
I am very happy. Thank you so much for calling. And let me know.
Thank you.
Could you know, send me a messenger.
I will say, because I do actually feel that something that you can help with.
Well,
I
trust you. Spell out to me and we'll take a look. All right.
We got
okay.
Yeah,
okay, then.
Oh. Coming to our shows, we do a bunch of them a week. Keep
all
right, coming.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. We well too. So
absolutely
take care of yourself. Big hug.
Yes.
Big hug.
I might have to talk. Extra me.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye,
sweetie.
Like it.
Oh, she is so full of exuberance.
Energy.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
See how the rest of you can talk that, too.
Yes, on either option. But we'll get to that in a second. But first, nobody call right now on anything. Well, we can call because they go into a queue. Messenger, we can't have calls right now because we got to let everybody pump.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind everybody that this show and informational purposes only. So,
and we put not just to keep the internet gods happy, but also for people who are brand new to this type of metaphysical.
And they could be very desperate in any little situation. They might think, oh, there it is. I'm going to go make all these changes forever. It's like,
wait for it to come to you.
Don't do that ever. It happens. Never do that ever. Don't get one little clue about something and just make life changes. Like,
well, some are very impulsive and we're driven by the moment. And we can
gambling, right? And guess what happens when you gamble?
Yeah.
There are lose. So you want to do controlled gambling.
Exactly, I agree.
May the odds be with you.
Odds and gods.
Yep. Yes.
Well, I'm so glad we heard from Louise.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Another caller, but real quick, I want to remind everybody the ways to contact us. Phone, 515-602-9676. Phone call. You can Skype call it. It works. I mean, our Monday show, News for the Soul.
Yes.
And it's so cheap domestically. I mean, we hardly ever have to replenish that. Internationally, it'd be a little bit more, but it's still not going to kill you.
Pennies.
Yeah,
oh, and there is talk of bringing WhatsApp board. So we'll see.
For the blog talk.
Yeah, we'll see how that develops.
That would, I bet they're working on it hard because that would blow them up.
It really
would. Did I give the number? I didn't give the number. And also, don't messenger us now because we're going to go to the phones. We have a caller on Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger, when we tell you.
But you have to be my friend.
You have to be a friend on Deborah Lee. If you haven't, kind of too late. We got a couple callers, and we're going to hit them.
But if you want to join us then, will you be able to call? You can be as far away. In fact, I get calls from Australia, New Zealand. I'm trying to think of that. Where else? Iran?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
And now I'm really...
Well, we'll look into it.
Love her.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, and our Blog Talk listeners, I've been listening to them. They're Japan, the Netherlands, States. I mean, it's great. Internet is cool. With one shot. All right. Enough of this preaching. Let's go to our next.
I think you're preaching to the choir. They all kind of know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go to our next caller is Eric 925. Hello, 925.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
You cut out.
Can you hear me?
What's your name?
Hello. Teresa.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is my first time.
Holy. That's awesome. That's great. And how did you find us?
You know, yeah. I was at work and I was looking on Blog Talk and I wanted to try a different venue. So I started looking through, and I found it.
Well,
awesome.
What serendipity for
it was meant to be, my Teddy.
Yes.
So Teresa, as a new person,
yes.
Usually it takes a little bit of detail for me to feel familiarity as I go into your reading. The ones who have helped, I pretty much know them very well.
Yeah, so don't watch the ball reading
yeah.
of what you see for me when we don't really know much. Specific as you can on what you want to know.
And just tell us, like, for instance, are you single or married?
Many details as you can for whatever you would like to know.
Yeah. Children?
Okay, well, I'm single. And I'm contemplating a new job, but I don't want to have to be forced to get a jab.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, she giggled.
You know what I get right away? That, for instance, when I teach this, there's a huge difference between a J-O-B and a career pursuit. They're two different
yeah.
things. J-O-B gets the bills paid, puts food on the table, that kind of
thing. That's what I have now.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You don't.
It's lacking satisfaction.
Yeah, you go there because, I got to pay them. You don't like
yes.
wake up like, yay.
So,
nope.
To me that you are looking for a coach.
She would like something that is
yeah.
mutually beneficial.
Right.
Or for them.
Yes.
Yes, a career path.
So.
Something that's enjoyable.
Oh.
Exactly, yeah. Something you can actually look for.
It's
yeah.
fulfilling.
Right.
You know.
And challenging.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Well, one thing is, a lot of people don't know, working for the media and also doing, say, radio like this, there's no money.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little money in it. You're not going to get rid of something a person loves
right.
to do. So, Teresa, tell me, there's something, if you had a magic wand, let's go that way, with some life coaching.
One wish from the genie for the job that you would like to have.
Do you? It would be,
what would it
or
be?
In what industry, what, you know. Do you
be as specific as you want to be. We're not going to try to be like a profession out of it.
You know, that's a really, really good, that's a really, really good question. Because, I really like helping people.
Okay, well, that's
I
normal.
Really enjoy doing that.
Great. In what aspect or really care?
Or do you have a...
Is it counseling, physical therapy? I mean, what way do you want to help people?
Logical.
You know,
do you have some gifts? Some,
I get a lot of people who come to me and they spill their guts. It's
so
just,
like counseling.
It just happens.
Therapy and counseling.
So are you looking for a counselor?
Right now, I'm a buyer.
Oh.
And I'm not really happy where I'm at. It's just not,
you know,
fulfilling anymore.
Being a buyer is very stressful.
Not sure.
I worked
mean.
In retail many, many years ago, and the buyer has to intuitively know what will be the hot thing for the next season. That kind of
thing. I got you. Okay, yeah. Now I'm with you.
So, and you sound like you're pretty young, Teresa.
That is fire crap.
I'm 64.
No way.
What's up with you?
Yes, way.
Oh, you're 18, Deb. Miss Deborah Lee here. A spring chicken either,
no,
but she sounds also young. Yeah.
Do you ever get phone calls? They say, "Is your mommy home?"
No.
I used
no.
to.
No. Okay. I would love to retire, but my husband passed away a couple of years ago, and
I'm very sorry. Mine did too.
Yeah, our condolences.
Yeah, and I didn't. There was like nothing. I mean, no retirement, nothing. So I have to work to survive.
Sure. Obviously, at this point in her life, she doesn't want to be an 18-year-old doing crap work. She wants to have a job that. She can make money and fulfill her and...
Are you collecting Social Security yet?
No.
Yeah.
When you do, at 65, until 60, for every $2 you make, they take $1 away in Social Security. That makes sense to me.
Jeez.
But after 65, you are at 65, keep
I think
everything
that's also
earn.
Adjusted after your taxes.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm not
well,
an IRS guy.
So you did... You have a leaning toward helping people.
That's her big thing.
I really feel from you that you have a great deal of compassion, understanding, empathy. So I'm going to take a look at this, just in general for you, okay? And we'll see.
Okay.
Just to get the juices flowing. All right. Hold on there, Teresa. Jimbo will speak with you.
Hold on.
Oh, sure.
But don't... So you are obviously not a stranger to Blog Talk Radio, right?
No.
But you just browse and probably upcoming shows or current shows and you...
Yeah.
A little bit of faith.
I always...
I've
been in the metaphysical realm for many, many years. And so I was really surprised.
Now, that's a little extra there that I would assume that if your perfect career world, you would like a physical world, would you not?
Sure.
I would like to help people doing the metaphor. I mean, that's like the lottery career, right?
I do readings for friends.
Nice. What is your method?
Yes.
I can see, feel, and hear. My grandmother was a medium.
We didn't have it from granny.
That's called DNA. That's not a coincidence.
You are in a place, Teresa, where there seem to be a lot of question marks around you and a minuses, like... able to fall back on a pension, correct? He didn't leave you a pension, did he?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're going through this period. It seems dark in nature, but out of the darkness is going to come the most amazing...
Rise from the ashes.
I thought you said Phoenix.
Yep.
No,
I didn't say Kleenex or I didn't say anything dirty.
And,
I did not say the P word of what she was thinking. She has a dirty mind. If you say one word that rhymes, automatically assumes it's genitalia.
Okay there, Jimbo.
Yep, I have to be honest.
You are going to find your correct spot. And I do your interest in metaphysics and what your grandmother actually handed down as a gift to her DNA.
It's not like somebody could run your DNA. It's passed down, obviously.
She's clairaudient, clairsentient, and I think there's one more clair.
Yeah, you're beyond.
I can't remember
it. I'm clear on that.
You have accept the enormity of what lies ahead in terms of potential. Whoa, it's going to be amazing. And don't you dare pay any attention. all those haters and naysayers out there. What people, if they're miserable, what do they want to do?
Misery loves company.
They don't want
to see somebody they know life be better than angry. So even it's probably subconscious, you know.
And I tell you, and you probably already feel this, Teresa, the spirit is very close to you. And I'm sensing.
Yeah.
He's sorry.
No, it's only been a couple of years, too.
Yeah.
It's not like it's been 20 years or anything like that.
He wishes he would have prepared better.
As do 90% of the people.
You're right. But
probably.
He is walking with you, and his hand is on your shoulder. So, if you never get another partner, he will always. I do feel from him that he hopes that you, live a lonely life.
Unless you choose
him.
To.
Mm-hmm.
He hopes that you get the life you choose from this point forward.
I feel that you have a lot of skill and gifts to bring to help people that have suffered loss. And I especially also feel others that are dealing with really emotions, you know, and I'm that, Teresa, that as you go forward and you get yourself in the field, you will save lives. See a few potential suicides around her.
And you could save life and never know you did.
That's what it'll be, really.
Yeah, I mean, you would never know.
Yeah, so there may be a period, Teresa, that you're going to have to work your job and have this kind of in your back pocket. But I really feel you're going to go places big. So what I would love is for you to call us.
I'm kind of getting that bit with her off her grandma, but she kind of has the same feeling a bit.
That
confirmation question. She probably was getting a little bit of a gut feeling down the right path.
I missed what you said because you're cutting in and out. So I'm really listening intently.
Oh, sorry.
You said I should call. What did you say I should call?
Yeah. Here's the beauty about this method. And by the way, I do teach this. Something for you to add to your repertoire down the road. Intervention. This method is called personal property, as my grandmother told me.
Yep.
If you call us more and more, there's to your reading. And I'll tell everybody out there, I don't agree with others who give readings that just because you can charge an arm and a leg doesn't make it morally right.
I believe that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because why should the people only have help available?
Well, actually, they need it less than
they need it less.
Do.
I mean, they shouldn't be, and they have other. You know, it's like why should they be able to help?
And that's where I've always committed myself. In fact, when I started, I charged $5 for an reading. Of course, I was way.
How many moons ago was that?
Many
moons.
So you've got a wonderful walk ahead of you. And, you know, you've met all kinds of characters. You're going to be able to put some of that to use because it's enabled you to be well-rounded dealing with the people that are out there.
So she has a direction.
Yeah.
And she just really wants to get there. And
we feel for you.
It's just sometimes it's not an if, it's a when, and we don't like when. Humans. We're not patient people.
Right.
We're not patient, a species that is very patient.
But it's coming to you sooner than you think.
It's good news.
Yeah, you're closer to the door of where you want to be. There's some mist here, some fog that has to
land his hoe yet.
Right.
Land-o!
Yeah, right. So please stay in touch with us. I think there's a follow.
There's an ability to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Facebook, you could like the Psychic Love Show on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You get notifications too. We do other shows, venues.
On Facebook, what is it you cut out?
It's called the Psychic Love Doctor on Facebook.
Okay. And I, you know what, I have a Facebook, but it's my name backwards.
Oh, on purpose?
Yes, I did that on purpose because I didn't want people who are just wanting to talk about picnics and their family. It's totally metaphysical, and
cool.
I didn't want anybody outside of
I'd
that.
I'd love to see it. So if you do come and, you know, you can be. I'm Deborah Lee.
Her actual, her main Facebook page is Deborah Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Lee, L-E-I-G-H. You should be looking at that and also Psychic Love Doctor Show. Follow those two things on. Lots of notifications. She posts well a few shows.
And I would
this
love
is not the only one.
I would love to see
okay.
her focus and vision is.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's why you should keep coming back because this will get better.
Yeah.
I definitely will keep in touch.
I'll
reach out to you on Facebook.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'll reach out to you on Facebook for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's good to meet you, just like all of you.
Yeah, we can't wait till you.
Yeah, we'll talk some more.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
We like our first-time callers because we hope last-time callers.
And you
and
have,
they typically are not.
You have such a spirit about you. Ooh, it just gives me tingles.
Well, she does. She's somebody in her 20s.
Yeah, you really do. And
so do you, too.
Okay, well, thank you, honey. And
thank you. Big hugs to both of you. Thank you.
Oh.
And we can't wait to talk to you again.
Right.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Through this work, I have always felt such a personal investment in those I give readings to. I really care. I care about what happens.
Yeah, because if you didn't care, you would just be like, nah, here it is, $5.99 the first hour, and then $15.99 every additional hour.
Well,
you would have done all that stupid crap.
I can see their heart in the car.
You know, and who's going to afford that, you know?
Is that a new one or
that
no?
That is our next caller.
All right, let's do it to it right now.
Let's do it, and I have control over the time. It's not Monday. But anyway, we have another caller. Hang on 1 second. They are on board. It's 857. 857 is in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
And your first. Hello?
This might be mute and hold, you know, when you're doing stuff. Hello? Hold for a while. 857.
This reading for the night.
This, or if somehow we. One more messenger. We shall see. Hello, 857.
Showing hold time zero.
Are you here? Well,
it's like
says zero. I forgot to turn them live.
Oh.
I got this.
All right.
Oh, 857. We're missing you.
Did I have someone in chat?
Well, we're trying to connect with 857. I'll be on messenger. Messaging Deborah Lee right now. I just left. Now would be that time to do it quickly. First, 857, maybe they put their phone down because, you know, you put somewhere. It sucks. That's Murphy's Law when you do that. Obviously, you're holding forever. And you're like, oh, I'll just put it down and do this one thing. And then,
well, it's like how Nicole says on Monday, sometimes the board is funky.
Sometimes it gets weird. I'm going to disconnect the call
up.
We have 5 minutes left on the show. Probably need to wrap because I don't think if anybody calls us right now, we can do 5 minutes.
A little bit. First of all, later, I'm going to be posting. I am going to put my 800 number service, which is really cool. You call in, and if you just have one quick question, you're not going to spend a big money.
It's up to you how many minutes you want. You control 100%.
Tomorrow is an introductory offer. I'm going to offer 10 free minutes.
Now, did we update that yet?
No, I have not.
We shall do so, though.
Updated.
We're going to plan for tomorrow. We'll see what happens. It might be too late
and,
for some people, not for everybody.
You are not obligated to anything more. I just want to call, say hi, and get a quickie reading for 10 minutes. You'll be able to do that. I will be posting the number and any, you know, important info with that.
And the best thing to do is go to the psychiclovedoctor.com. Because at the top right is a giant little is available. It'll be green if she's ready. You can call on right away. If it's kind of red, says not right now, then you can't.
But they can still send me a message.
A lot of other things, yeah. Mm-hmm. Once you go to the service, when you click that, even if it's not available, you'll see it as a, like a user.
Well, we've enjoyed all of you so much. You know, I feel very gratified when people come to the show. We have no expectations. We don't script a single thing. We let all of you take us.
Yeah, and I bet they know we don't script it because they would say that's so thank you for noticing we don't script anything. We'll be fired.
And here's the thing, too.
Fired.
Life isn't always super serious. There's a little joy, happiness.
Levity.
You know, sunshine.
Yeah.
So,
there is sorrow, but you have to have levity or you're going to go nuts.
Out there in this business are very wooey. You know, I'm not going to kick the shovel out of their hands
right.
at all.
They're trying to think every has meaning. Oh, you dropped your pen on the floor. Well, there's meaning to that.
What?
You know what the meaning is? It's damn gravity. I dropped my damn pen.
This moment is so literal, you know, that I really to keep it that way. So... that is what we're doing here. Also, remember, we perceive the and then we can change it by looking at it in the present. Yes.
One thing I want to address, Jeanette says she tried 6 times again and didn't get through on Deborah Lee messaging. But we've had multiple calls, so I don't know. We've had 2 calls on our messenger, so I don't think we have a problem on our end. We don't know if it's Facebook in your area. Or whatever, internet or something. I think it's something on your end. Otherwise, we got a call from the UK.
Yeah.
So we apologize, Jeanette. We're sorry we missed you, but you know.
And if you join us Friday.
From Canada.
And, Victor, I don't know if you post it, but post something in, you know, the show page, the live stream. Put something in there and Jimbo will pick it up. Oh, she's.
Yeah.
The final countdown. Into it for you, okay? I think Facebook.
Yeah, and you know, and a lot of times it's just international.
Yeah.
Maybe your area is having some issues because the UK call. We've had a couple calls on Messenger, and they went through. We had what?
Lynn is local.
In California.
She's California.
And then we had UK call in. So mm-hmm. We've had 2. Yeah, show up. So we had 2 messenger calls from like giant places. In fact, you called 6 times.
It's probably
a problem. Like it's your machine's fault. It's probably some internet thing or Facebook the address that's glitching and sucks. And it sucks because she's our neighbor to the north from
Lynn,
Canada. From the Great White North.
Most definitely, and I love your country. When I was growing up, we often went up into Canada. Friendliest people that I've ever met. Yes.
She said a new friend, so maybe there's some weird thing, and she'll look for it on Deborah Lee if she has she'll accept
I
it. Maybe
definitely
it's,
would.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's something. That's why it sucks. But.
We're down to the, you know.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.